the one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio. And we are live for the 2017 WWE Royal Rumble. It's that time of year again, folks. My goodness. Sunday afternoon, January the 29th, 2016, 4 o'clock on the East Coast. Early start for us today because big day planned for this network. Of course, you are listening to our pre-show for the 2017 WWE Royal Rumble right here on Rant EM Radio. And of course, in between all this is Sushi Slam, which is going to take place in 1 hour's time from the Decker Dome in Staten Island, New York. Double A, as always, being joined by Tony C.
Hey, yo.
And we've got Surfer.
Hey.
How excited you sound, Surfer.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
How excited you sound, Surfer.
I can't hear you.
How excited you sound.
It wasn't evening, so I couldn't say good evening, so.
Okay.
Say good afternoon, duh.
I'm not used to being on the air this early with daylight outside.
Nate. God.
Now, you see, I had to finish preparations for the drawing, so I'm here counting the ballots to see, to make sure we've got enough here, because there was a couple of people that entered twice. Can't have that, folks.
They tried to enhance their chance.
They tried to dip their hand in the cookie jar one too many times. So let's
see. Let
me see here. One, two.
Tried to bite the apple twice.
Four, five, six, seven, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That means there's, okay. See, we had 30 entrants, but of course there were a few people that did it twice. So, don't worry. AA always has a backup ready to go in instances like that. So don't worry. We've got it covered, and there will be 30 drawings during the Royal Rumble contest. Anyways, are we excited for the Rumble?
I can't say that I'm overly excited, but...
Oh, Tony C., come on. Let's see what's going on here. We're getting some technical difficulties here already at the start of the show. Let me see here. We're going to get all this stuff squared away, folks. Hold on. Bear with us. A lot of technical stuff going on today. There we go. There's Tony C., I believe. Yes.
And I'm here.
There we go. Mr. Hightower, try calling back in. Okay.
That's who threw the whole thing off.
Yeah, probably. Anyways, welcome one and all again to our Royal Rumble coverage. We're going to be on the air for the next 3 hours. Talking the Rumble, talking the pre-show, talking Sushi Slam. Sushi Slam set to go on at 5 o'clock. So at that point, we will break and then go to Sushi Slam. We will be here. We are the color analysts, so to speak, or the sideline reporters, or no, the analysts. You know, the booth analysts for Sushi Slam, of course, calling the action will be Phil, and I don't know who else is calling the action, but yes, we'll be sending it over to them, and they're going to call the action. Now, we are unsure if it's going to broadcast live on YouTube. However, it definitely will broadcast on Facebook, so you will be able to watch it. Now, if you are a member of the Rant AM Radio group page, great. If not, search for our group page on Facebook, or just go to facebook.com/groups/RantEM, and you'll be able to find us there with no problem. So it will be broadcast there for certain. Anyways, Tony C., are you excited?
I am salivating.
You're salivating.
That's right.
What about you, Mr. Hightower? And hello to you.
Hello. I'm very excited. You know, this is a big Royal Rumble.
It is a big Royal Rumble. Now, who the hell is calling? Did the whole thing drop out? You guys can hear me? Ugh, all right. We're having some Skype problems, so just bear with us, folks. We're having some... All right. Here we go. Give me a second, boys. I'll add you in here in a second. There we go. There's Tony C.
There I am.
And let's bring in Surfer. And let's bring in Hightower. There we go. Now I think we've got everything squared away. There we go. And I see people already wanting to join the group page, which is great. So, it's great. All right. So you're tickled, Tony C. You're excited, Mr. Hightower. Surfer?
I'm lukewarm.
Is that because it's cold outside?
I want to see what's going to happen before. I'd rather be presently surprised that it was a great show than to get my hopes up high beforehand.
Well, here's the thing. In terms of Royal Rumbles, this Royal Rumble is star-studded.
Yeah, I was thinking about that because, you know, we always go back to the 93 one as being packed.
92,
right. But going in, you wouldn't think, like, we didn't realize it was that packed. Looking back, it's a lot easier to see how packed that was because a lot of guys that was in there hadn't reached
their peak yet.
Superstardom.
They hadn't peaked yet.
Yeah. Like you know, you say, well, of course, Shawn Michaels. Well, Shawn Michaels wasn't the Shawn Michaels we know now.
Yeah, not in 1992.
Yeah, in 92, he had just thrown Jannetty through a plate glass window.
So wait a minute. Back in 92, Shawn Michaels won a big superstar?
No. Mid-card at best.
Mid? For real.
He wasn't. I mean, I was a child.
He had just came out. He had just came out losing a feud to the Marty Jannetty.
So y'all sure he won a big star? We sure about that?
Yes.
Not at that time.
By the way, we just received a visual of the grandiose WrestleMania sign that is now part of WrestleMania tradition. And it's massive, as always. I was a little disappointed with the way they got the setup here. They're using the Monday Night Raw set. It's a damn stadium show. Let's be a little creative. Jesus.
Oh, they don't have like an actual set?
They're going to use the Raw set.
Oh, the
Monday
the
Night
fuck?
Raw set. Yeah. At least that's what I saw last night. You know, while they were setting up. So. All right, let's go to the phones here. We're going to bring in a couple of people here. Well, we'll bring in one more. Dr. Doom.
What's going on? I heard some Shawn Michaels talk.
Well.
That's what he was.
And your ears just started where we're on fire.
Yes.
Okay, well. Here's the thing, folks. In 1992, Shawn Michaels was just beginning his rise. Like I said, he had just put Jannetty through a plate glass window. So, I don't know. I'm excited, but I don't know how excited I am about tonight. Of course, this is one of the most exciting nights in wrestling for the year. But
and this might be bigger than the WrestleMania.
It's possible. It's very possible that this could outshine WrestleMania. And that's why I said going to the Alamo Dome was a mistake. Because they were going to jam-pack the Alamo Dome or try to make that event so massive that it's going to definitely outshine WrestleMania. And it looks like that that's going to be the case. But we don't know yet.
I got a feeling they're going to get the Rumble going hard just to get WrestleMania to go hard.
You're not sounding too crisp today, Dr. Doom.
Oh, hold on. How about now?
That's a little bit better. That's better. All right. Well, I don't know. We're going to give our predictions and stuff like that in the second hour. But we're going to do our drawing in this hour. And then, like I said, we're going to have Sushi Slam at 5. The combatants are currently en route.
Oh, boy, great.
They're en route to the Decker Dome, I believe.
Where's the link to watch that?
Well, Surfer, if you were paying attention, I said that it'll be broadcast. We're going to try to broadcast it on YouTube. If not, it'll be broadcast in the group page on Facebook.
Okay.
So, I like how you pay attention, Surfer.
Facebook Live.
Anyways.
Are we getting paid like Antonio Brown for Facebook Live?
Anyways, you hear this? Those are the drawings. Those are the names. That's the Rant AM Radio Tumblr, which consists of a Nike box.
Product placement.
And in here, I'm going to say it right now. I know a lot of people have not tuned in yet, but I'm going to say what the prize is right now.
Ooh.
And it's a big prize. It's the biggest prize we've given ever in the history of this network and in the history of this program. Well, of the Rant, because we've given surprises over the years. So, with that said, let me get my little drum roll. Where's my drum roll? All right. We keep losing Tony C. Hold on. Tony C.
Yes, sir.
We keep losing you, man.
Man, somebody hating.
Oh. I gotta tell you, it's this cold weather in Florida. Anyways. And it's wet here today, so. On top of that, the chili cook-off is going on across the street. Anyways.
Yeah.
Anyways, the Rant AM Radio Tumblr, full of the names. And the prize. The prize. Are you ready? Drum roll, please. They will have their choice of either a WrestleMania 33 jersey or a $75 shopping spree at WWEshop.com. So
is Rage on here?
Rage is not on the call.
Okay.
But that is what's on the line here for the winner of the drawing. Now, as you know, the drawing basically is we draw the names at random, 1 through 30, assign the numbers based on the order that they're drawing. That number corresponds to the wrestler that enters into the Royal Rumble. The wrestler that wins with that corresponding number will be the winner of the contest. There are 28 drawings in here. Okay? Because 26 names, because three people decided to enter twice. Bless you.
I'll take a spot if you need me to.
Well, okay, I'll throw your name in there. I'll throw Surfer's name. So there's 27 names in there. But I'm going to tell you, there are two wild cards. Hold on. Surfer. There are two wild cards. And somebody will get... Here's how the wild cards work, okay? If the wild card wins, during the post show, all the names go back into the Tumblr and we go into sudden death.
Uh-oh.
The 30th spot, the 30th, will get drawn today, which means somebody in this box will get two numbers, gets two spots in the Rumble. So the wild card means we go to sudden death during the post show. The empty spot, number 30, somebody will get a second spot, and it will be drawn during this show. Easy to understand? I think so. So there's a lot at stake here. $75 or a WrestleMania jersey, plus, I forgot to announce this, plus a 24-hour block of programming of their choice here on Rant EM Radio sometime in the spring, and the prestige of saying, I won the 4th annual Royal Rumble drawing. So there's a lot on the line here. A lot on the line.
The programming, would you be able to make your own round table?
Will they be able to do what?
Make you like your own round table. Going up a lot.
It's very possible. Mm-hmm. Very possible. So
hard appreciation, right?
So it's going to be... It's big. It's big, folks. It's big. All right? I'm going to shake it one more time. Just to show you that they're there. All right. Well... let's talk some wrestling, because I got to tell you, going into the Royal Rumble, we do have some news to report. And first and foremost, according to Twitter, several wrestlers' accounts were hacked on Saturday night.
Mm-mm.
Some of the accounts include John Cena, Triple H, the WWE Universe, WrestleMania, NXT, and the WWE Network accounts were all hacked on Saturday night.
Twitter needs to get their act together.
Any leakage come out of there? Like, you know, any text messages between Cena and Mickey?
No, nothing like that came out.
Nothing scandalous.
Nothing scandalous came out.
Yeah.
That too.
But, you know that last night, something happened.
Bobby Roode became the NXT champion.
Bobby Roode became the NXT champion.
The glorious
one became the NXT champion. The Authors of Pain became the WWE, or the NXT tag team champions, I should say. But, something else happened last night. And it's all going to tie into tonight. And I'm queuing up the audio as we speak. But last night, what happened was just downright shocking. Unbelievable what happened last night. And here's exactly what happened. Let's take it back to NXT TakeOver from last night.
May not be a Paul Ellering fan, but one thing is for sure, when you have two bulldozers who will block for you and knock down anything in their path.
Takeover, right? The funny thing is, this is where it all started, and I know you are back there. You are watching this. You can see everything. So I am calling your ass out. Run now, Triple H. Come on. Let's do this thing. You think I'm playing around? This is not a game. You took my life from me. Now you get out of here. I'm not leaving this ring until you come out of here and make me.
And Triple H walked out. Now, the security came, collected Seth Rollins, and escorted him out of the building.
You know what he should have done is he should have got some actual wrestlers coming in and just start whooping on him.
No, but it's like now Seth Rollins interfered with Triple H's baby because NXT is his baby. So
the rumor is they're going to do the Goldberg, Brock Lesnar Goldberg thing from 03, that Triple H might be in the Rumble, and then Goldberg gonna, I mean, Seth Rollins gonna get him eliminated.
Yeah,
here,
I can see that happening.
Yeah. Let's hear some more audio when Seth Rollins was escorted out last night. This is backstage at the Fremont Coliseum. Now, I thought that that was a very interesting. Oh, look at this! I did the pre-show last night, so I didn't even hear this. Corey Graves stepping down as NXT announcer. I've been talking about this for.
As excited as I am for TakeOver, unfortunately, I'm stepping away. NXT has provided me with countless opportunities and experience that are absolutely invaluable, but I've got a lot of responsibilities within the WWE universe, and I can't take it. I can't do it all at once, so I have to step aside from the table, but I am leaving the NXT universe in extremely capable hands. My friend Tom Phillips, who I'm incredibly thankful for, I'm leaving somebody to sit by his side that will do an incredibly fantastic job, I'm sure of it. Sorry, I'm getting a little... It's a sad moment for me.
Yeah.
However, now it is my great honor to introduce to you, NXT Universe, my very close friend and my new replacement, who 1 week from Wednesday will fill in for me at the NXT announce table, one of my oldest friends in the game, Mr. Nigel McGuinness. Nigel, welcome to the team.
Thank you very much. It's lovely to be here. You know, it's sad that you're leaving, I'll be honest with you. But at the end of the day, I couldn't be more excited to be here. I've been in the ring with half these guys before, so it only made sense that I ended up here eventually. And ultimately, someone has got to keep Percy Watson off the ledge.
I knew I could trust you. I knew I was making the right choice.
Well, Nigel, super excited to have you here recently.
And in case you didn't know, and I didn't know, Percy Watson is a color commentator on NXT as well.
Yeah, he didn't talk that much, though.
Oh, my God, though. Corey Graves nearly tore his ass open last night. It was like, Shut up, Watson! You don't know what you're talking about! I mean, he was really yelling at him.
Is he going to replace David Otunga in the future?
I hope so.
I mean, he sounds great.
Yeah.
Anyways, now to go back to this Seth Rollins situation. I thought it was great. I thought it was very good because it was unexpected. I believe this was like the first time that somebody from outside NXT had come in to quote unquote invade to progress a storyline that's outside.
That's not true, Double X. That's not true.
Then what happened?
John Cena. He invaded. Yeah, but he didn't. Bunch of promotes.
Oh, wow.
y'all gonna quit acting like that ain't happened.
Anyways, he went to NXT, but he didn't do anything to progress a storyline while he was down there. I thought it was excellent. I thought it was really well done. And on top of that, it was short. It didn't take away from the event. That whole segment lasted a minute and a half, something like that. So it was really, really good. I thought it was great. So,
I think you need to start doing that with Raw instead of having a 15-minute promo.
Yeah. Couple of things now. We're going to be here, like I said, for the next... Well, now it's going to be 2.5 hours. But if you're listening to us live, don't forget we're going to have match results. And we're going to stream the Royal Rumble entrance as they happen on Twitter and on Facebook. Well, so the results will be real-time. They'll be available up on the website as well. And then, of course, at 11 p.m., we'll be back here. God willing, it's 11 p.m. We'll be back here for our post-show recapping everything that went down. We found out last week on Wednesday, I believe, that the 2018 Royal Rumble will take place in the city of brotherly love, Surfer, again. So you people are going to have the chance to riot one more time in 1 year's time. And I'm sure you're excited about that.
Yep. You know, we're the angriest fans in all of America.
Yeah.
So you think this time the Usos will catch an Uber instead of trying to drive up?
Probably. I think they should. The next time we bring you event coverage, I'm going to get some of this business out of the way now, because we do have some time. The next time we bring you event coverage will be 2 weeks from tonight for the Elimination Chamber.
That fast?
That fast. Our coverage begins at 7 p.m., but next Sunday, well, guess what? Super Bowl 51 happens, and as always, Randy M Radio will bring you our annual Super Bowl show. It'll be, I believe, as always, William Morgan and Surfer at the helm, as they are every year, and I'm sure they'll have a cast of characters. The coverage begins for Super Bowl 51, 5 o'clock next Sunday afternoon. Four o'clock next Sunday afternoon, right here on Rant AM Radio. They'll take you right up to kickoff, and of course, they'll be back on the air with a post show when the game comes to a conclusion. Should we do the drawing?
Let's go.
All right.
Yeah.
It's time to draw. So.
We got another pay-per-view in 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks' time. And in two more weeks after that, one more to go for WrestleMania.
Damn.
So, you know, what are you going to do, huh? All right.
That's why I hate when they wait till last Sunday in a month. Because the next one, the turnaround.
They have to. I mean, they got to squeeze it in between the football playoffs.
Yeah, that's true. But I understand his point. Why the hell? We don't need two pay-per-views in February.
Well, if it wasn't a brand split, we probably would get one near the end of February.
I think the February pay-per-view should not be a brand split pay-per-view. Should be
like an Elimination Chamber should be a joint show.
A joint show, exactly.
St. Valentine's Day Massacre. Yeah.
Whatever, you know?
Whatever.
Anyways, hit the music, the dramatic music, please. There we go. Here we go. As I said, a lot at stake here. The prize, $75 at WWEshop.com or a WrestleMania 33 jersey that quite possibly could be personalized. Two wild cards and an empty spot also in the drum. We'll draw 1 through 30. And of course, the wild cards means sudden death during the post show. The empty spot means somebody's going to get two entries into the Royal Rumble match. Coveted number one. This one brings a lot of agita. So I hope you're listening out there. Here we go. Number one. Oh, man. I know he's listening. Phil, number one.
Good luck.
That's as good as number as any.
Yeah.
That number ain't been lucky.
Is it Brock and Goldberg 1 and 2?
No,
I don't think so.
I thought I heard
they're the first two entrants.
They're the first two entrants.
Okay, I could be wrong. I thought they said that they was going to be the first ones in, and the New Day was going to be 3, 4, and 5. I know they...
That's the order that they announced their entry.
Okay.
Anyways, here we go.
Misunderstood.
Number two. Matt Squires.
Ooh. Matthew.
Here we go. Number three. William Morgan. Number four, he's on the line right now, Dr. Doom. Number five, San Francisco Giants fan. I see him in the chat room regularly. Hold on, I don't want... The fan is on, but I don't want these papers to go flying everywhere. Number six. Iron Man. Brian Maiden. Okay, number seven. Jay Baca. Number eight. Mr. Hightower.
God damn.
Number nine. Number nine. Pastor Sidell.
That's the Sidell.
Sidell. Number 10. Of course, the coveted spot is 20 is a 17, I believe. That's the one that has produced the most winners, I think. Number 10, Matt Hill. Okay. By the way, some of these names that we never have heard of and things like that, you know, participate in the chat room once in a while. You know? Show yourself. Identify yourself. Number 11, Mr. X.
He's back.
Number 12. Ah, 12 is a wild card. 13. Louis Frohawk, or Louis Frock, however you pronounce it. 14. Of course, he'll say I rigged it. Rage. 15. Charles Fields. We are now halfway through the drawing. 16. Robert Bates. 17. Ah, coveted 17. Wild card. 18. Aha! Double A. Now, if I win, we'll do something. We'll do something if I win, because I'm not going to accept the prize, obviously. But I've never won this contest, so it'll be very interesting. 19. Jason Grooms. 20.
Double A, did my injury go through?
Yes, it did.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
Rob Domingo of Thumbstick Ninjas fame. And the advocate for Elaine, by the way. We'll hear from Rob in just a little bit during Sushi Slam. 21. Candy Randy.
Whoa.
21, or 22, sorry. 22. Surfer. 23. Thomas Garcia. 24. Nick German. Washington's own, or Baltimore's own. Should have thrown Lee's name in here. I know he's listening. 25. He's in the chat room. JV the greatest, or the grandest, sorry. 26. Axel Foley.
Might be left out.
20. Nope. 27. Iron Eagle.
Like movie.
Well, that was a movie, yeah. I thought it was a TV show.
Yeah, with Lou Gossett Jr.
28. Tony C.
Come on, man.
Hey, shit, you just might win. Brock Goldberg.
Wait a minute. 29. The man who won last year, Mr. Pickles. And now, let's kill the music. Here we go. This is the big one. Somebody is going to get a second number now. So here they go. The names go back into the drum. We're going to mix them up real good. All right. Shake the tumbler. All right. Here we go. Drum roll, por favor. Person now gets a second number is the man who drew number 7, Jay Baca. So there you go. So remember your numbers if you're listening live. You know, I'm going to try to post them in the group page sometime at the beginning of the Rumble. But there you go. There you go. So, Tony C., are you happy with your number?
Heck no. 27. I needed the 30. Y'all know that's the magic number?
Oh, come on.
What, the Undertaker number?
That's right. You know Taker game got y'all all night.
Or Brock.
Man, you know Taker's gonna be toward the end, so I might be all right.
We just received a picture of Mega Powers giving Rage, I guess, a snack or something. Rage already positioned
oh,
at the...
why would you even... Oh, my God.
I don't know. But
that's your client. You the advocate.
I know. He just retarded sometimes.
Hey, is this going to be the Odell Beckham Jr. moment of the sushi slam?
When he on the boat? Yeah. Yep. Pretty probably so.
So there you go.
Is the picture in the group page?
Yes, it is.
No, I asked because it wasn't showing up on my feed.
Well, refresh. It's there. It is there. All right. So there you have it. We did the drawing. Phil was number 30. Jay Baca number... Or no, Phil was number 1. Jay Baca number 30. Tony C. not happy with 27. I already forgot what number I drew.
Than 3 that I got last year.
I guess so.
Bubba Ray Dudley, I think it was. Oh, that's funny to y'all.
Well,
that tickled.
What's funny about it is that you don't know what's going to happen.
I know 20s, but in the 20s, the late 20s, I got a chance. Because if Taker going to win it, he coming out in them late 20s. His entrance is going to be the longest thing of the night anyway.
That's why he got to be
30. No, he's going to down. He's going to have to run down.
Man, really? He's going to run down.
He's going to win. When the last time Undertaker ran any damn well? 1999.
By the way, we want to wish our Chinese people a Happy New Year, and here's John Cena wishing that to you.
Ni hao, 我是 John Cena, WWE 明星. 现在我换我的观察, 因为这个星期很重要星期, 但在中国...
Okay, well, apparently he's fluent in Mandarin.
But listen, this is going to be a pissed off night right here tonight.
Oh, it always is.
Booker going to win.
It always is.
This oh, no, man. I believe Samoa Joe might take it off.
Man, please. I'm talking about the two championship matches.
Oh, Yeah.
They need to boot him out of the building on that.
Blaze is going to call me off the strut. That seemed to be AJ style.
And I'm going to feel the same way. John Cena don't need no damn title. You don't need no belt, yo.
Well, we're going to give you 30 facts to remember the Rumble. So here's the first part of that. We're going to play the second part a little bit later on.
The Royal Rumble. A WWE tradition since 1988. The rules are simple. 30 men each trying to toss the other over the top rope. If your 2 feet hit the floor, your day is done. If you outlast your 29 opponents, your prize? A trip straight to the main event of WrestleMania. And on this, the occasion of the 30th annual Royal Rumble, we bring you 30 facts to help you remember the Rumble. The Royal Rumble debuted in 1988. Its first ever entry? None other than WWE Hall of Famer, Bret the Hitman Hart. Since then, 870 superstars have walked the aisle to enter the Royal Rumble, including 3 females who've all managed to eliminate at least one member of their male competition.
Oh my God! Beth Phoenix has eliminated the Great Khali!
Of those 870 participants, only 23 have actually won the Royal Rumble. That means 98% of those who enter the Royal Rumble have failed in their quest to win it.
Only one man can emerge victorious.
Will main event WrestleMania.
This year, the Royal Rumble emanates from the Alamo Dome in San Antonio. The fourth time the Rumble has come from the great state of Texas.
These fans in San Antonio, it's on their feet.
Which states have hosted the most Royal Rumbles? California and Florida, with 5 Rumbles each. 507,102. Over 500,000 members of the WWE Universe have attended the Royal Rumble in person.
Thank the Lord, they're here in numbers!
To put that in perspective, that is larger than the population of Miami, New Orleans, and Atlanta, all of whom have hosted Rumbles in the past. Now, when it comes to winning the Rumble, some people like to take their time, like Rey Mysterio.
Mysterio approaching record time.
Who lasted a record 1 hour, 2 minutes, and 12 seconds to win it in 2006. Others like to get it done quickly.
You think you know me?
Like Edge, who entered at number 29 in 2010 and took only 7 minutes and 37 seconds to come away victorious.
Edge has done it! Edge has done it!
Of course, you don't want to be too quick, like Santino Marella, who owns the unfortunate distinction of the shortest time in a Rumble at only 1 second.
I wasn't ready! No! I'm going back in!
The longest time spent in a Rumble match without actually winning, that would be Bob Backlund, who lasted 1 hour, 1 minute, and 10 seconds. Triple H holds the record for most cumulative time spent in the Rumble.
How the hell is Triple H still in this match?
Having endured 4 hours, 6 minutes, and 8 seconds over 9 Royal Rumble matches. In total, 46 WWE Hall of Famers have competed in the Royal Rumble, and 9 WWE Hall of Famers have won the Royal Rumble. But only one man entered a single Royal Rumble more than once, current Raw General Manager Mick Foley, whose 3 faces of Foley, Mankind, Cactus Jack, and Dude Love, all entered the 1998 Royal Rumble. Unfortunately, none of them were able to have a nice day and win it. 15 down, 15 to go.
Later we're going to tell you the other 15 facts about the Rumble. We're getting ready for Sushi Slam, though. You know, at the top of the hour, shit's going to go down.
Rage, what's your prediction for this fight? Stomach pain.
Exactly.
Rage. What you just said, Double A, that might happen afterwards.
Jeez. I believe that Rage is going to win, and I believe that he's going to step up to the plate and actually win this.
Listen, man.
What you don't get, I told this to Phil last night on the pre-show during the NXT TakeOver, because we talked about this for a little bit. Rage made the cardinal mistake of challenging somebody of an ethnic,
Asian
of an of Asian descent in an Asian delicacy.
You should have challenged.
Listen, Rage didn't challenge a line to a collard greens and chitlins eating contest.
Grape soda drinking contest.
Exactly.
Watermelon eating contest.
Or a fried chicken eating contest, you know, because we know we've seen Rage clean a bone, so we know he's skilled at that.
Or even
man, what if he shock y'all and win this?
If he wins it,
That means there's a first time for everything.
There's a first time for everything. That means a line is probably having a bad day because I have confidence in Elaine.
Him to take a dive.
If I find out though that Elaine took a dive, there's gonna be some splaining to do. I'm gonna have to invade Thumbstick Ninjas, even though it's a tape show. I'm gonna have to invade that show to investigate.
See, Mr. Hightower, we're not trying to dump on Rage, but we know Rage cash checks with his mouth to his ass.
Step up to every challenge that's in front of this man, and I believe
just because you step up to the challenge don't mean you're gonna win.
I believe that he can do it. Don't never count this boy out. Yeah, he might be.
He embarrassed you, then, but you're gonna say you gonna learn.
Oh, look at that, Brock. Thank you.
Them guys, one of them kids, they had to put the stick on the lawnmower.
Thank you. Real quick, I just want to say, Brian Maiden, he actually took tally of everything. If you're wondering where your place was in the Royal Rumble contest, the list is available in the group page on Facebook. So there you go. Thank you, Brian.
As long as I know one of my spots occupied by Taker, I recant my statement. I feel all right.
Hey, it'd be funny, just irony, Mr. X get Dolph Ziggler and Tony C get Roman Reigns.
Nah, if Mr. X gets Dolph Ziggler.
Bruh, if I get Roman Reigns, ain't even in this match. Nah.
There you never know, he might beat him up.
Look. If that happens, I swear for God, I ain't entering another Royal Rumble contest ever. I'm a boycott. Oh, I got 28. I thought I was 27. I got 28.
28, yeah.
Oh man, I might have a shot. I might have a horse in this race. After all, okay. All
right, we see that Sushi Slam is now in the chat room. So the people are starting to file in. Sushi Slam to take place in about 10 minutes time. We're gonna hear from the going-ons of the Decker Dome and things like that. It's going to be a very, very interesting weekend, I got
to
tell you.
Great. Mr. Hightower, you're supposed to be an advocate like Adrian off Rocky, or Rocky IV, when she told him, you heard him. You read the paper. I seen him. AA got the drop. You can't win.
Oh, man. I should get that. You can't win. But if Rage wins, I'll have to dust off the George Washington Duke and play. Oh. God damn.
That will be the appropriate time to dust it off.
God damn.
Old phrase.
Only in America. Oh, man.
It's Trump, not his. Yeah.
I'm waiting for... Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, I'm just going to say that should have been a phrase heard around the world.
When he won, exactly.
Yeah.
Listen, we should have played that the night that we were doing the election coverage. We closed out the night playing the end of Bash 96. We should have closed out the night saying, God damn. Only in America. Oh, man.
I'm waiting for him to step into my challenge for a cheesesteak. Well, not where I don't eat cheese, but a steak eating contest.
He's not.
I'm gonna challenge you to that, Surfer, but I don't know if we could.
He's not challenging you, Surfer.
Who, me?
You ain't. Surfer ain't worth the time to be challenged.
Why not?
No, I'm talking about Rage. Rage is not challenging Surfer
because he knows he'd lose, huh?
Doom's gonna challenge Surfer. How about that?
All right. You live in New York?
Eat some for the summertime anyway.
Yeah. I mean, we can go. I got family in New York now. That's nothing. We can do this with a whole bunch of pretty Latinos.
God damn. Only in America.
Okay. Yeah, it's gonna. I'll play that if that happens.
That's right.
Oh man, too funny, man.
Oh, that is crazy. I got 28. I'm feeling good now. I'm feeling myself right now.
You got either Brock Lesnar or Goldberg.
Come on, take it. No, I'm taking. If they put somebody star in that fight, I'm gonna take the rig. Yo. Somebody called.
It'd be funny if it was Triple H, and you'd be like, "Damn, stuff."
That's right, because you know he's gonna screw that all up. Yeah. Oh. They're gonna do the Triple H thing. He need to come out in the beginning, get it out of the way.
Yep. Don't wait for somebody.
I heard Sting. Sting might be an entry.
Anything's possible, to be honest with you. Sting lives in Texas.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I don't want to see Sting come out just for, you know, a ceremonial spot. I mean, we know he ain't going to win it, so.
He never been in a World War III? Well, no, he was in the first World War.
He was in the first one.
Well, I'd rather him throw out Triple H. Have Sting just throw out Triple H.
No. And throw out Undertaker. And that's what he's going to get.
Oh, yeah, have throw out Undertaker.
I'll be happy with that. If Undertaker come out in 28 and Sting throw him out and we get that match, okay,
you'll concede.
I concede that because we finally going to get that match.
Man.
Shoot.
Why don't you get
that's another rumor that Bray Wyatt might win the whole thing, too.
That's a lot.
No, that Randy Orton going to win.
Randy Orton, yeah.
And then Bray going to win that belt. At
what point is Seth Rollins going to interfere in that match?
The Triple H might not.
Oh, I don't know if he'll interfere in them. Well, it's very possible he could interfere. It's possible.
What was it when Triple H and Stone Cold were fighting into the ring?
Get close to the mic, Dr. Doom. What's wrong with you today?
Sorry. My headset. I'm over here making cakes and stuff.
Oh, you're making cake. I understand. Royal Rumble cake is important.
Yeah. No, I was saying, you remember that Rumble when you had Triple H and The Rock? I mean, Triple H and Stone Cold fought that whole show. The one when they fought like three times. They fought in a match.
Oh, that was 2001.
Yeah, they started like the pre-show. They were fighting.
They had a three stages of hell.
Yeah.
That was in February. What happened was Triple H fought Kurt Angle for the WWF title earlier at the Rumble. And Stone Cold caused the belt. And when Triple Stone Cold was, number came up, Triple H beat the hell out of him.
And Stone Cold caught every finisher move in the book.
Yep, and still won.
Well,
yeah, they went back to back. Stone Cold won, and then Triple H won.
Go ahead, Tony. Say,
aren't the tag team championships on the line on the pre-show?
I believe so.
Okay, it's on the pre-show.
It's gonna be a long rumble this year.
It's gonna be a long night, so you know.
Because how many matches they got on the 7 o'clock card on the main card?
How many matches are on the main card? Let me see here. I'll tell you right now. There are 3 matches on the pre-show and 5 on the docket for the main show. The Royal Rumble will take an hour at least.
So the Royal Rumble makes 5 or 5 plus the Rumble?
No, that makes 5.
Okay, so because you got Cena, AJ, Boomin, and Kevin Owens.
About an hour.
Charlotte and her match.
Rich Swann
Okay, hold on. Let me see. Yeah. We got the Cruiserweight title. We got the WWE title. the Universal title, the Women's title, the Cruiserweight title, and the Royal Rumble match. And there could be some added attractions as well.
Did they put the Cruiserweight title on the main show?
Yes, they did. Yes, they did.
But that might be the curtain jerk.
Yeah, that's probably going to start.
That's first.
Gonna be the 7 o'clock match, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Although, I would be mad if they went Cena and AJ and start off.
All right, here we go. We're gonna
let it happen.
Let's send it up to the Decker Dome here, Philip.
What's going on?
How are we doing?
How do I sound?
You sound peachy.
All right,
oh, I'm retired.
Everybody's
so I'm
here.
Everybody's
except for the wife will be here any minute with the kid.
Okay.
So they should be here around the time you're gonna start. I think they should be. They're like halfway home.
All right.
Everybody else is here. Let me mute their microphone so it's too fucking loud in here. How's everybody doing?
Oh, just fantastic. Excited.
Okay.
Giddy.
Here's what's going on. I can't access the Ranch YouTube page via my cell phone.
Okay.
For some reason, I know you gave me admin access, but for some reason, the third-party app that you have to use to broadcast will not let me go further with it.
That's fine.
Here's how it's going to happen. We're going to have two different feeds on Facebook Live. We're going to have Turnbuckle Throwbacks and The Rant.
Okay.
So one of us will have it on there. It'll be there. Somebody's going to be recording it as well. And that's pretty much it. What else do you need from us?
That's it. So I guess you'll be on audio-wise with us. And then video-wise, we'll tune into the group page for that.
Yes.
And then that's that. So are you ready? Are you excited? Is everybody giddy?
Everybody's giddy. We're all set to go, man.
All right. So let's do this. If you're listening to us live, we're going to pause for about 10 seconds. What we're going to do is we're going to turn over the audio, make sure everything, so we can record this and post it separately from the pre-show. Part two of the pre-show will take place at 6 o'clock at the conclusion of Sushi Slam. Right. And that's that. So right now we're going to take a little, let me stop the recording. All right. We're back live here on Rant EM Radio with the Royal Rumble pre-show. And, boy.
I just don't have faith in humanity anymore.
Neither do I.
A lot of double A, you got to drop happened. Ready.
What? A lot of what?
For George Washington.
Oh, I played it like 3 times already.
Oh, you did?
Me and Rage is going to walk to, we're going to drive down to the Black Achiever Awards and accept our award there.
Jesus. I ain't never going seen back no.
Hey, y'all just gonna make the worst thing that happened to black people even worse.
Listen,
damn.
I've been in talks for
Holy America.
I've been in talks with the Trump administration. We might have Sean Spicer present the award at the Black Achievement Award. Kellyanne Conway. Omarosa and Trump himself might pop in.
Well, you know, you might be able to get because she's out unemployed now. Stacey Dash.
Listen, this is gonna be called the Black Achievement Award. It's gonna have a hashtag. It's gonna have a title like In Your House. Black Achievement Awards, Alternative Facts. That's what we're calling this issue. Alternative Facts. They ain't no hashtag like In Your House. You be called like Beware Dog or Over the Edge or whatever. This Black Achievement Awards, Alternative Facts. That's what we doing this year, the Black Achievement Awards. Damn it. And Rage, we might make Rage the guest of honor, give him a pig knuckle table or something. special tribute to Rage.
Pickle pig.
Yep. Have a Shirley from What's Happening picture up somewhere. That's what we were looking like tonight. Oh my God, Rage. Don't wear that damn beanie no damn more. That red and black. You killing me, Rage. You killing him.
Back his back.
Oh man, yeah. The Divas are in action now during the Royal Rumble pre-show. Oh man, we're gonna talk some. Let's talk some Royal Rumble, please. Six women tag team match. Six women tag team match.
In the ring.
Not yet. But the following contest is a SmackDown women's match. Let's give our predictions on this match. The team of Becky Lynch, Nikki Bella, and Naomi will face Alexa Bliss, Mickie James, and Natalya. So let's go around the room and give our predictions. And if you're listening to us live, give your predictions in the chat room. We'll start with Tony C. Who are you going with on this one, Tony C?
It's going to be a Cena happy household tonight. So Nikki Bella and them team go win. You know it.
We get, what about you, Surfer?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Team Bella.
You're going with Team Bella. Mr. Hightower.
Team Mickey.
Team Mickey, look at that. What about you, Dr. Doom?
I'm going to go with Team Mickey because I want to see Mickey and Mickey James go at it tonight.
It's going to be very interesting. This is going to be the first time they're in the ring together.
Just those scandals from back in the day since Nikki came into John's life.
Wasn't she talking about it with a Times article or something?
Yeah, she said, you know, we're all adults. You know? We're
until
adults.
Get brought up backstage.
Yep.
Oh, what my God. Mean? Too funny. A little funny.
Get him, Nick.
Oh, man. I'm going with Team Nikki because I think it's going to be, like Tony C said, it's going to be a happy night in the Cena household. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness.
And Ric Flair training somewhere to try to come get that 17 title reign. Don't get
exactly. That's why he's been deadlifting the those weights.
Oh, shit. He might show up tonight.
It's very possible.
If his ass come in there as number 28, and win this damn title. Win this damn role. With a tear in his eye. Put that cigarette out.
Put that cigarette out.
And, you know, he going to say in that promo, Cena, to beat a man, you got to beat a man.
Dang, voodoo's coming up.
Oh, man.
I thought Madea Jax was in this match.
No. She's in a later match.
No, she built just
what
like
the fuck is Vicky wearing?
Ooh. What is she wearing? That's her normal gear.
Yeah.
That's her normal gear.
They told her to put them cowgirl pants up.
Yeah, she can have that roast beef showing and all that. You remember what happened last time.
Exactly.
Can have all that on display. That's how I talk. Might get John excited.
Well, Natalya, though, looks quite interesting, I'll tell you that.
Like she's been doing dominatrix work lately?
I think that's what, I think she and Tyson Kidd, you know, are
Mickey's supposed to be part Native American, right?
I don't know. She's Mexican,
Hispanic,
actually.
Man, yeah.
Her last name's Garcia.
Okay.
No, Nikki's a Hispanic.
Yeah.
Hispanic and white.
Nikki's Garcia.
No, Mickie James.
Oh, Mickie James? I'm sure she's got some Indian in her.
Oh, yeah, she is.
Or she did at some point.
She part Cena. She got some Cena in her, too.
At one point, yeah.
And a little bit of English.
Oh, man. Yeah.
What if Magnus come down and calls John Cena the championship? Like,
wait a minute, that's Magnus. That's Magnus. What the hell is he doing here? He doesn't even work here. That's
the Global Force champion.
That's like
what's Global Force?
That's like when Mike Awesome came in and he attacked Kevin Nash. Tony Schiavone was like, "What? That's Mike Awesome. What the hell is he doing here?"
It's like when Rob Van Dam showed up on Raw.
Yeah.
Well,
like, nobody was looking
Hardy
expecting that.
Mm-hmm.
No, but I'm saying, like, Rob was still part of ECW, and he came on Raw. And it was like, what the fuck's he doing here?
We're going to call a sushi place on Tuesday night and see their thoughts on the events of Sushi Slam.
That's somebody use the fork.
Yeah, I would have loved to have Rage call another place like he had to do. Little Caesars and talk about how he let them down.
Oh, it would have been funny to have Rage call a sushi plate. Hello, why you mean you lost? I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Come on, you have Rob Brother call the place.
Oh,
you lost. You have disappointed your family.
He disgraced like Chosen did.
Chosen, Chosen loss.
That's right.
Well, there you go, Elaine. You know, Chosen chose to die, but but he didn't. And
does Naomi look like she's about to go hit the pole after this match?
Oh, well. She's always looked like that.
I'm just saying.
It's totally.
What's her name? Elaine can't lose, and he's looking like Sato, man. That ain't a good look, yo. Sato holding now. He had the Sato shades on and everything. If anybody can pull that picture up when Sato first popped up.
I had that. I was looking at that when you mentioned that, Tony C. Oh, man. I would have to do the side-by-side with that.
It's a shame we never get to see Sato fight in that movie.
You don't need to fight.
You don't
need Miyagi! To. Now you come to fight!
Coward! Now when I am helpless!
That's what...
Oh.
Man, you just beat Sato.
And the funny part was when Miyagi pulled back, he looked like he was about to hit a death blow to Sato.
Yeah.
He was getting him out.
You thought he was going to chop through that wood and Sato's chest. Kill everything in the shit.
Oh boy, that's
take
too
funny. Both out. You keep talking shit. I'm gonna chop through this wood and your damn chest. You keep on. Oh damn! As soon as I turn the damn channel on, they showing damn Super Cena.
Jesus, that's the first thing.
Damn. And you know he coming out tonight, AJ Styles.
Oh boy. No, we might see a double turn that night.
No, hell. Listen.
Who knows? This is a big Royal Rumble, man.
Listen.
Anything AJ can happen.
He hit him with 50 style clashes tonight. And I bet he going to do that.
We got our first commercial.
Yeah.
I want to see Cena hit AJ Styles with the chair.
Oh, you talking about
like Stone Cold did to The Rock.
So Cena wins tonight. How many times will AJ get a shot at Cena to get his belt back?
Two more losses. You know Cena ain't gonna get that up.
Oh damn! Well, Cena ain't turning heel.
But what is this?
That's a video game for your phone, man.
Oh.
I'm trying to get the Sato.
That Sato look.
The Sato. No, I've got it. I've got it. But the thing is, I'm trying to. Get a good crop of
Elaine.
Get a good picture of Elaine before he took the jacket off.
Yeah, the damn Sato shade though. Like he had a lot of hate in his heart, like Sato. Sato pissed off all the time. We should make Elaine call a sushi place and tell them how he disgraced them.
Well,
just like we did Rage.
Oh, you disgrace.
You disgrace.
Would they tell them, hey, they would have to commit ritual suicide since you disgraced them?
That's right. I have no nephew. My nephew is dead to me. You are dead to the Asian culture. You let Rage beat you in a sushi eating contest. That is horrible. That's like Rage letting you beat him in a damn grape soda drinking contest or something. Elaine, come on, man.
You gotta do better than that.
That's right. You gotta redeem yourself. We gotta have a rematch or something. This is ridiculous. I'm calling reverse racism on this because black man ain't supposed to be the Asian in the damn sushi.
That was rare, man.
That was some damn pork.
He was straight down the middle.
Some shit. That was damn chicken sushi or something. Rage over there. You know something got to be. I told you he probably took a dive.
No, he did it. No, he did it. No, he did it. He won fair and square, man. We ain't investigated nothing. He have won the challenge. He stepped up and he won. He did it.
I tell you what, goddamn.
Black America.
Since you such an advocate for him, you gonna be on the show with him that night, and y'all.
Oh, look at that, Rage. Ray Waldo posted a picture on the group page. By the way,
what is Shirley from What's Happening put up in the?
Just a picture of him saying that he won. And I posted a picture of, hold on.
I can't make it that night. I got a woman too, so.
And there you go. I just posted the side by side of Elaine and Sato. All right, there you go, Tony C. You can go look at that if you want. Oh, boy. Anyways. Oh, jeez. Divas are in the ring. Alexa Bliss right now taking it to Becky Lynch. We're going to give our predictions for the remainder of the matches here at the conclusion of this match. But we are going to be here all night long here on Rant EM Radio. We're going to be talking the Royal Rumble for the next hour and change. And, of course, we'll be giving our thoughts and our predictions. Match results can be found on the website, rantamradio.com, and, of course, on Facebook and Twitter, at rantamradio. We'll be here at the conclusion of the night with the post-show recapping everything that went down. Oh.
Double A still getting his thoughts together.
I'm all... Listen, now that I got the Elaine and the Sato side-by-side up on the group page, I'm good for the night. So...
Yagi, cowards.
Jesus.
Oh.
Hate is wrong. I was wrong. Hate is wrong. It is over. I cannot hear you. That's what Rob should do. Rob should be chosen now.
You got to be chosen. This is bigger ups. What's the bigger upset? Rage winning or Union Kane beating who he beat? To win the title. Beating Tommy Gunn, beating Union Kane.
Oh, I don't know, man. I don't know, man. I really don't know.
Oh, man. This is one of the biggest upsets in sports entertainment history, man. I ain't seen nothing like this since...
The Brooklyn Brawler defeated Triple H.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's the line about the same lines. You're right. Marty Jannetty beating Shawn Michaels for the Intercontinental
at the Royal Rumble, I believe.
Yeah.
How ironic, let's see.
X-Pac beating Razor Ramon.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
X-Pac beating Razor Ramon, that's right.
Razor Ramon. Didn't see that one coming.
Goldberg beating Hogan.
Oh, well, I saw that one coming.
That's the only reason they're going to put that match on Nitro. Hogan was never going over in that one.
I'll tell you something. Hogan didn't see coming that flash paper exploding in his face.
Halloween
Havoc. Oh, man.
No, Kevin Nash beating Goldberg. I didn't see that one coming.
I did. I mean, that wasn't going to last forever.
I thought Sting should have beat him.
No, Sting had already beat Hogan.
But Sting had Goldberg on the rope, so he got paid.
Did Goldberg ever beat Sting?
I don't think so. Oh, wait a minute. He may have.
Beat him at Halloween. Yeah. Was that Fall Brawl?
No, it was Halloween Havoc.
Oh,
yeah.
Man, come on. Mickey James gonna get from the
All right. Naomi right now taking it to Alexa Bliss. That neon green just...
Look at that big-ass, black-ass booty.
Just flailing everywhere. One, two, three. Naomi gets the win.
If I was a man, she wouldn't be wrestling because she'd be pregnant all the time.
Well, she's got that pregnancy device in her, doesn't she?
It wouldn't work.
Five kids. Yeah, five kids by me.
Well, Jay, you already got by what, two?
He's probably got a litter already.
Oh, man. In that John Cena video, they made Booker T the general manager of Raw now. Man, y'all should see Booker T on there. Looking ghetto fabulous with that bun.
So, Nikki
What, he's general manager of who?
A Raw. On them John Cena videos with, you know, the ones that we were talking about.
Yeah. Well, let's continue on here with our coverage of the Royal Rumble. There are some facts.
Shawn Michaels up there.
That's Shawn Michaels up there.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Oh, that's him up there.
He's going to screw somebody from the kickoff panel. He's going to He ain't gonna put Booker T over on the panel right now.
That's Triple H. Hey, that ain't shy, man. That's
whatever. You know,
yeah, they both was like, who? Wait a minute. Who was the one that kicked Booker T out of NWO?
Shawn Michaels.
Yeah.
All right. Remember that? Here's part two of the facts for the Royal Rumble.
In the Royal Rumble, it really is all about the numbers. In particular, what number you draw. Only 16 of the 30 possible numbers have actually won the match.
Bro, still my number!
7 men have won the Rumble from spots 1 through 10.
Oh my God, Mark did it!
While only 4 winners have emerged from spots 11 through 20. Leaving 19 winners from spots 21 through 30. So drawing a late number clearly puts you in a better position to walk away victorious. Now, you may think number 30 would be home to the most winners. It's actually number 27.
Big John Studd, Yokozuna, Bret Hart, and Stone Cold have all won from this position.
And while drawing numbers 1 and 2 may not be ideal, those numbers have produced 4 Royal Rumble winners. Twice in Rumble history, the first two entrants have lasted to become the final two competitors in the Rumble. In 1995, when Shawn Michaels and the British Bulldog pulled it off. And again in 1999, when Stone Cold Steve Austin and Mr. McMahon himself went the distance. However, if you're a former Rumble winner, pray you don't pick the numbers you already won from. Only one superstar has ever won from the same number twice. Batista, from number 28. The Royal Rumble is also a place where records are made and broken. Kane holds 2 prestigious Royal Rumble records. Most Rumbles entered at 17.
The greatest performer in Royal Rumble match history.
And most career Royal Rumble eliminations at 43. And for 13 years, Kane also held the record for most eliminations in a single Rumble with 11. But that record fell in 2014 when Roman Reigns tossed out 12 superstars. The WWE Championship has been on the line twice in the history of the Royal Rumble. First in 1992, when with a tear in his eye, Ric Flair became champion. And then again last year, when the King of Kings, Triple H, took home the crown.
Triple H is a 14-time WWE Champion!
3 men have twice come this close to winning the Royal Rumble, only to end up the runner-up. John Cena, Triple H, and The Big Show. John Cena and Triple H can at least take solace in being 2 of 5 superstars who have managed to pull off the amazing feat of winning the Royal Rumble twice in their career. The others? Hulk Hogan, Shawn Michaels, and Batista. But only one man has managed to pull it off 3 times. WWE Hall of Famer Stone Cold Steve Austin.
And that's the bottom line of Stone Cold said so.
And that brings us to this year. The 30th annual Royal Rumble match. A chance to main event WrestleMania.
You better not be the one to doubt us.
And that's that.
30 years, 30 facts, 1 winner. The road to WrestleMania begins here. For 1 superstar, this is their night to make history. The Royal Rumble is a night to remember forever.
What is all that now?
I would draw the number 28 the year Batista ain't nowhere in the Royal Rumble.
Anyways, so there you go. That's 30 facts about the Royal Rumble. And here we go. Let's continue on with our predictions here. Let's get the rest of these pre-show matches out of the way. Nia Jax goes one-on-one against Sasha Banks. We'll start with Surfer on this one.
I think they're going to give it to Nia, unfortunately.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay. Tony C.
What's best for business is for Sasha Banks to beat Madea Jax. Clean.
All right. I wonder, so did Chris Jericho call Charlie Charles again?
Sasha Banks.
You're going with Sasha Banks?
Sasha.
All right. What about you, Mr. Hightower?
Miss Jax.
You're going with Miss Jax. And Dr. Doom.
Miss Jax, if you're nasty.
Dr. Doom.
I'm going with Sasha.
You going with Sasha Banks? Mm-hmm. All right. The other match that's going to take place during the kickoff, which means it's going to take place over the course of the next hour, is the Raw Tag Team title match. There will be two referees in this match. The champions, Cesaro and Sheamus, will defend against the team of Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson. We'll start with Mr. Hightower on this one.
The club. Don't go over on this one.
You're going with the club. All right. Dr. Doom.
I'll go with the club. They're gonna split up Cesaro and Sheamus.
Okay. Tony C.
Anderson and Gallows finally gonna win.
And Surfer.
Anderson and Gallows.
You think so? Okay. I'm going with Anderson and Gallows as well because number one, it's their time, and two, I think Cesaro and Sheamus are going to have a blow-off at WrestleMania, which will finally separate those two and possibly give Cesaro a little bit of a main event push, so to speak. So we'll see. Hopefully we'll see. All right. The main card. Five matches on the main card. The first of it being for the Cruiserweight Championship, the champion Rich Swann will defend against Neville. We'll start with Dr. Doom on this one.
I'm going to go with Rich Swann.
Going with Rich Swann. Mr. Hightower.
I'm going to go ahead and go with King Neville.
King Neville. What about you, Surfer?
I'm going to go with Rich Swann. I think Neville will win it next time.
All right. And Tony C.
I can't believe that Vince is going to take the belt off the only brother in there, so I'm going to go with Rich Homie Swann. Rich Homie Swann for the win.
Hold on, my, there we go. I'm going with Neville. I don't see Rich Swann retaining, but I think Neville is going to be a dominant force in the Cruiserweight division. That's how I feel. The next match, and a match that could quite possibly be a very, very, very good match, borderline match of the night. For the Raw Women's Championship, Charlotte Flair defends her title against Bayley in what is being built as the biggest match of Bayley's career. Tony C.
Charlotte.
Because
they're building toward that four-way at Mania, so.
All right.
Charlotte.
All right. Surfer.
Charlotte.
You're going with Charlotte? Okay. Dr. Doom.
Bayley.
You're going with Bayley. What about you, Mr. Hightower?
Charlotte.
You're going with Charlotte as well. I'm going with Bayley. I think Bayley is going to take it on her first outing. That's number one. And number two, I think I know that they're going to build towards a match at WrestleMania, but I think the match is going to be Charlotte, Bayley, and Sasha Banks. Charlotte a heel, Sasha a separate heel who hates both competitors, and of course Bayley being the face, the hero, the baby face. So I think that's going to happen. So Bayley takes it tonight. And I think it's going to be a very good match, to be honest with you. Chris Jericho will be suspended high above the ring inside a shark cage when a no disqualification match for the WWE Universal Championship is underway. The champion Kevin Owens will defend against the former two-time champion, or no, never, he's never held the title, the former two-time WWE World Champion, Roman Reigns. Three-time, whatever. Who cares at this point? I know you guys don't want to
see
it.
Should be a no-time champ.
Exactly. Who are you going with, Surfer?
I would pick Jericho, but he's not in it, so I think Reigns.
All right. Tony Sue.
Did Surfer just say he would pick Jericho?
Yes, if Jericho was in the match.
I can't make a joke.
You've been making bad jokes all night, though.
No, I haven't.
Yes, you have.
That one missed. That one missed.
It was just 15 minutes. It was just 15 minutes ago you said, I really didn't know how painful the agony of defeat was until I experienced it myself. Or something.
No.
Like that.
You hear me. I said when I was a kid, I didn't know how. I always wonder how painful the agony of defeat was.
Whatever. Still a pitiful joke.
Listen, me being a kid thinking that they were saying feet instead of defeat.
Thank you for explaining that, Surfer. But the issue is you're not trying to be Johnny Carson here or Don Rickles. You know?
My heart says, of course, KO. Mm-hmm. But my head, WWE head, is booming. Booming.
All right. Mr. Hightower.
Booming.
Well, they not going to give it to Roman and put him in the main event. They're not going to do that. So I'm thinking that he's going to lose.
Okay, Dr. Doom.
For the win.
I'm sorry, but I got a feeling Roman's going to win it.
I think Roman's going to win, too. No, I take that back. I think Kevin Owens actually is going to win. I have a feeling everything that we're being told and this and that is not going to happen.
This is going to be a swerve?
I think it's going to be a swerve. I think it's going to be Owens and Jericho for the Universal title. Maybe not at WrestleMania, but it could happen at Tony C's favorite pay-per-view, Fastlane.
Damn, Skippy.
So.
February Fastlane. Can't wait for the promo to show to that.
Yeah, we'll get that in a couple of weeks. I think that's what's going to happen. It's going to happen at Fastlane. And there's only, one other match. Here we go. Before we get to the Royal Rumble, John Cena, AJ Styles, WWE Championship on the line. Let's start with Tony C. Tony C. You're laughing an awful lot there, Tony C.
Because, man, Cena don't need to win this damn match. He don't. He don't need it. He don't need it. He need to take on the Undertaker and have two and just do that. But instead, he going to win. John Cena going to win. And tie Ric Flair. Damn it. Damn it to hell. And he going to catch, and I'm calling how the match is going to end, too. He's going to catch AJ coming off that how he come off the top rope.
Yeah.
That rope and do that forearm.
Forearm.
Yep.
What if The Undertaker interferes in this match? I know it's unlikely, but what if he interfered?
That would be awesome. And cost John Cena the match. That would be too creative, though. Like, you're giving them too much, you're giving the writing team too much creativity.
Too much to work with.
Exactly. That's like us booking the show.
Oh man, I don't know. We
that
have to.
Makes too much sense.
We need to get a job in the creative department.
They'll probably still try to tell us hell no. Like, this makes too much sense. No, I want to see Roman. AJ, some video try to come up with. This is your old ass down.
Raw tag team titles are on the line. Currently, Cesaro and Sheamus are on their way to the ring. Oh my goodness! Take it for 1 second, guys.
It's gonna be status quo tonight.
That decision because the referee got knocked out. And when they start doing that, it's all.
Well, I'll say this:
that's been going on for
How many faces the one when the referee got knocked out? And he, you know what I'm saying?
And another ref come in.
Yeah.
Not even that, man. I'm really thinking that we're going to see a double turn. Because John Cena been
I'll be happy.
And he beat the living shit out of
him. Why do y'all want to crush the dreams of all little kids out there?
Because it's over with. It's over with. They already old enough. They grew up with Cena.
There's new kids out there.
They don't care. They got Roman Reigns.
They have a new hero. Yep.
Y'all need business to pick up. That's what needs to be happening. Cena's turn heel. If they do it right, we like Bass at the beach.
He'll just beat the living shit out of AJ with a chair. Just beat his ass. Just whoop him up like Stone Cold did The Rock at WrestleMania 17.
Whoop or they can do a Bret Hart. Make him bleed. A Bret Hart and Stone Cold. A double turn. AJ won't give up in the STFU. Cena keep it in.
And then hit him with the chair afterwards.
AJ just passed out.
Yeah.
AJ just passed out.
He was bleeding profusely.
That's right. That'll work for me.
But you got to kick him a couple times after the match. That's how Cena got to do it. He's frustrated, and he just start kicking AJ when he's down.
Yeah.
And then you got to have
I just don't want that same cookie cutter bull.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you had that bad referee come out there. Who's that one referee that come out there that's in Triple H pocket?
Oh, that's Scott Armstrong.
Scott Armstrong.
I thought it was Charles Robinson.
Oh man. Anyways, let's. Did you guys give your predictions yet? Right? No.
No.
Tony C. Let's start with you.
I did.
You did. You're going with Cena. That's right.
Cena going with AA.
Damn. What about you, Surfer?
From the second row.
I think Cena.
You think Cena. All right. What about you, Dr. Doom?
Hard to say, but Cena's going to win. It's been inevitable. Mm-hmm. He's the eater of title and John Cena.
And what about you, Mr. Hightower?
Cena with a double turn.
I hope Cena turns. I really do. But I don't see it happening, you know? But you never know. Anything's possible.
So once he pulls out that old chain he had when he was out there, Thugonomics.
The Thugonomics.
Hit him with the chain.
He'll hit him with the padlock.
Beat the shit out of him with that chain. That'll make him a heel. But just because he used the chain to win, that ain't a heel turn. That is heelish. You got to beat the hell out of him with that chain. About the Undertaker do somebody with that, him and Brock Lesnar, when they got in that fight.
Yeah.
Or Stone Cold, when he fought Stone Cold too with that damn chain.
Or did with us.
What does he want? Hold on, Rage is calling. Aren't you playing video games?
Actually, no, I'm not.
Or shouldn't you be entertained, relishing in your victory?
I am entertained, and I am relishing in my victory, but I thought, why not jump on the pre-show? You're welcome, by the way.
Oh, thank you. I hung up on him. Anyways.
Here you go, now. I love that.
Why y'all gotta hate?
Because.
Because what?
Because.
Are y'all truly that bitter that I proved you guys wrong?
You used a fork.
I don't care if I use the fork. I told you I was going to win, and I won. Why don't you just start putting some respect on my name? Is that so hard to ask?
It's because you had a fork like a deflated football, Rage.
Doesn't matter. It's awesome. Still won.
I put some disrespect on your name. How about that?
Jesus. Anyways.
Why don't you, start.
How do you like it now?
Yeah, we're not gonna. There's too much action going on over there.
That's what I'm saying. Why would you call some? That's like me calling in from a party. Hey, Double A, what's going on?
Exactly.
I'm out of control.
Jesus. I know, man.
Out of control.
I mean, he calls in with bathrooms with glory holes. He calls in from train stations.
Jesus. Anyways, so
no phone etiquette whatsoever.
Exactly. Anyways, so I'm going with, unfortunately, I'm going with Super Cena as well. But I have a feeling we're going to see a twinge of a heel John Cena, even though he's not going to turn. I don't think he's going to play by the rules, so to speak.
Play loose and fast, huh?
Well, if like it is like a wonky win for Cena, that does feed into AJ like complaining to Shane McMahon and bitching that he doesn't do a good job running SmackDown.
Yeah.
And the rumor is it's gonna be them, those two at Mania too.
So
Shane, AJ.
Who do we think is going to win the Royal Rumble match? We're going to give a couple of predictions here. And we're going to give who's going to come in at number one, who's going to come in at number 30, and who do we think is going to win? So we're going to start with Tony C. Who do you think is coming in at number one? Who do you think is going to have that misfortune of coming in at number one?
If they smart, they'll put damn James Ellsworth there at number one. Let him get his ass out of there.
Y'all like his new wardrobe?
No.
Not
at all.
We don't know. Shit, who can they put at number one to make him bring his ass out there? That's a good question. Punish somebody. Put Enzo out there at number one.
Okay. What about you, Surfer?
I think Braun Strowman might be number one, so he can look dominant throwing people out one by one.
Okay. Well, he doesn't have to be number one to do that, though. You know? What about you, Mr. Hightower? Who do you think is coming in at number one?
Mojo Rawley.
That's a sad start to the Rumble.
They need an eruption at
exactly
right, Double A.
Dr. Doom.
They're going to punish Sami Zayn and put him number one.
You think Sami Zayn's going to be number one? Okay. I know who's going to be number one. Brock Lesnar.
I said that earlier and y'all was like, no.
I didn't say that.
Wow, Brock Lesnar number one.
I think Brock Lesnar's going to be number one. I'm going to tell you why in just a moment. Let's go around the room now and see who we all are going to pick for number 30. Tony C., who do you think is going to get that lucky number 30?
Taker.
You think Undertaker? All right.
Yeah, he if he goes in any sooner, he'll break down.
All right. What about you, Surfer?
Yeah, Taker.
We're going with the Undertaker. Dr. Doom?
Undertaker.
What about you, Mr. Hightower?
Undertaker, probably.
I'm going with Goldberg at number 30. I'll tell you why.
He's the only person in worse shape than
the other. No, because he's going to come in and he's going to eliminate Brock Lesnar. Or no, there's going to be a fight between the two and they're going to get double eliminated by somebody.
Like, so when do you have Taker coming in? Then?
Taker will come in the high 20s.
28.
Come on now, he'll be huffing and puffing by the time he came in at 20.
I said
he'll
high 20s.
Huffing and puffing by the time 21 comes in.
I said high 20s.
All right, if he comes in at 26. If he comes in at 26, he'll be out of gas by 27.
I don't think so, but whatever. I think that's what's going to happen. Now,
excuse me.
Who's going to win? Now, based on your picks for number 30, it seems that you all have determined already who's going to win. But, go ahead, Tony C.
Well, it depends. Well, we think Roman's going to win, right?
The title.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, win the title.
So, it's who they think will make the best matchup for Roman at WrestleMania.
Not necessarily. Really. Not necessarily. Because the world title, the WWE title, could be the main event for WrestleMania. So, Tony C, number 30, or who do you think is going to win?
So,
based on Go ahead, sir.
I'm saying if Cena wins the belt tonight, y'all think he's going to headline WrestleMania?
It's possible.
Oh. Yeah. When the last time he wrestled in the main, he closed the show at Mania. How long has it been?
Been about 5 years.
Since him and The Rock. You
know. That's about 5 years ago.
So, there you go. It's around about that time. And when they come to Orlando, he normally, the Manias he's been, the last time it was here, he closed the show. No,
Edge and Taker.
Taking Edge. So, my bad. I'm thinking I'm going to go with a dark horse. I'm going to go with Randy Orton.
Do you think Randy Orton's going to win the Royal Rumble again?
You know, that would make people so upset if Randy Orton wins and he's fighting John Cena
no,
at WrestleMania.
No.
Because the rumor is that Bray Wyatt going to be the champion going there.
I think they would not do that. But it's a possibility. But no, they should not have.
Don't be shocked.
Everybody gonna be mad. Oh no! I'm not gonna be shocked.
To me, it's something different. It's out of the norm.
It's out of the normal. But do you really want Randy Orton to win? Honestly,
if to see him and Bray Wyatt for the title, why not?
Yeah, for the title. Yeah.
I'm good.
Cause that ain't gonna make sense.
Yeah,
I'd rather see Samoa Joe.
Well, we'll see. Surfer, who do you think is going to win? Okay, what about you, Mr. Hightower?
If Samoa Joe show up tonight, Samoa Joe for the upset. Because Triple H said on his Twitter something about being surprised about something.
But we don't know what brand Samoa Joe going to be on.
Exactly. I mean,
SmackDown.
We don't know that.
We don't know that.
What about you?
The person who won the Rumble.
What about
I was just going to say, the person who won the Rumble, probably they already have a set brand. That's what we're going on with.
What about you, Dr. Doom? Who do you think is going to win the Royal Rumble?
I'll be funny. Damn, the whole fuck will win it.
You're going with Goldberg? There we go. Gallows and Anderson have won the tag team titles.
No.
Hold on. Luke Gallows, Carl Anderson have won the Raw tag team titles. So
Clean.
Well deserved.
They're breaking them up. Cesaro is going to SmackDown.
How did the crowd sound when they won?
Well, I don't know. I don't have the volume up, so...
He'll finally get that win over John Cena he so desperately need. Damn sure need it. And he need to let Cesaro do it too.
All right, so there we go. We got new Raw Tag Team Champions. And you know what? As I think about it, it was a good way to get the New Day off the title. Because look, they were a transitional champion, Cesaro and Sheamus, and
to Gallows and Anderson.
Exactly, and that way now Cesaro
they may
and
hold
Sheamus,
it for a while.
They
for
could
a
hold
minute.
It for yeah. They
a
could
real tag team.
They could.
Unless Vince gets a stupid thought in his head.
Well, we'll see what happens.
That's true.
Surfer, who are you gonna pick to win the Royal Rumble?
I never have a clue, so I'm the last person to ask.
Well, you are the last person I'm asking.
I'm just saying, I have no idea. Like a lot of times, you could tell who they're favoring, but this time I can't really tell.
All right, I'm going with The Undertaker. Because I believe it's going to be John Cena versus The Undertaker. Despite what everybody's saying, I think it's going to be Cena and Undertaker.
Took it off the table.
Yeah. I think that's what's going to happen.
Is that Coachman?
No, it's Booker T.
No, on the end.
Oh, that's Peter Rosenberg.
That's Peter Rosenberg.
Oh, okay.
Coach did not turn into a bald Jew, okay?
Stupid-ass podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got a partnership, right?
Yeah, and he does a show on the WWE Network now. So,
if Taker wins, that would be awesome if they do that.
Because it'll set up big possibilities.
If Taker can win, if this is going to be his last WrestleMania, I mean...
I think so.
I can't take it. We'll mean, his look. A lot of like he barely walks out the ring every time he wrestles. He wrestles once a year now.
Okay, but now
he looks old.
Don't you remember he came back and he said, hair. "What did he say, Tony C?"
Digging holes, taking souls.
He's back digging holes, taking souls.
Exactly.
I mean, it's like when Brett Favre wouldn't leave football. This man needs to. Need to leave and let us honor him.
Well, Vince needs to stop calling him.
Yeah, that is. Yeah.
And quit offering him so much money.
Exactly, because that's what it is. Because you're going to tell me that he doesn't sit at home, and it's like he looks at the calendar, it's like, oh shit, January 1st.
And then, well, he could be regretting marrying Michelle McCool. Who knows?
Who knows? But whatever. Well. The pre-show is going to end a little bit earlier because what we're going to do is we're going to allow everybody to go and get some provisions, get some wares, because we're in for a long night. We're in for the long haul tonight. So what we're going to do is we're going to close out this pre-show. We're going to be back here at the conclusion of the night talking about who won, the reactions, everything, the phones will be open, all of it. At the end of the pay-per-view tonight, 11 o'clock, hopefully not later than that, but at 11 o'clock, we'll be back on the air with the post-show recapping everything that went down. Match results can be found on Facebook and Twitter at RantEM Radio, rantemradio.com. And of course, if you want to relive Sushi Slam, go watch the video in the group page right now on RantEM Radio, or on facebook.com/groups/RantEM.
Relive the horror.
And relive the horror of rage winning Sushi Slam. Anyways, any final thoughts as we close it out here?
Nope.
Come on, 28. Take her at 28.
That's right. If you're listening to us live on the website, stick with us in the chat room. Chat with us all night long. We're going to be in there all night. So yeah, hang with us. It's going to be a fun night tonight. Despite what may or may not happen, the Royal Rumble is always an entertaining event. So, for that, I want to thank everybody in the chat room, everybody listening live. I want to thank everybody up in the Decker Dome, full house tonight. I want to thank Surfer, Mr. Hightower, Dr. Doom, and of course, Tony C. I am Double A. We'll see you at the conclusion of tonight's event for our post show. Enjoy the Royal Rumble. Later. We only taking what was ours.